can, and later on we will have 10 minutes for Q&A. You can start now.
Okay, hi, we are from Aras IT Club. I am Miss Arda, as a leader of the team, and this Asri as the member. Okay, now we will present our product. The name, the call is PlanTalk, Agriculture Intelligent Monitoring System using IoT and AR. Okay, why we create this product? Because in Indonesia, especially, farmers have a difficulty in applying the latest farming methods like hydroponic, aquaponic, and aeroponic. There is the farmer in Indonesia must be study, then he can use it. As we know, the farmer in Indonesia has a middle range of education. Okay, what try we create PlanTalk? Because we believe using technology make a farmer easy to implement latest agriculture method without a learning. With the sensor and the latest technology, we can help the farmer to implement the latest method agriculture. Okay. We create PlanTalk. We make your PlanTalk just like that. Okay, what is PlanTalk? PlanTalk is device is an internet of things that mixed by AR technology. Next, how this work? Okay, in PlanTalk there is three main item. First is hardware. In hardware we use Arduino, wireless sensor network, and especially sensor. In sensor we can optionally to install at that device, just like a solid moisture, temperature, or light event resistor. And second, the main is database. Database we can use SQL or Microsoft Azure. And three is the apps. In the apps, we can use mobile apps, just like Windows apps, Android apps, and iOS apps. And also, we can use the HoloLens, because this device is based on augmented reality that optimized in HoloLens. Okay, Microsoft Project Visualization. We use Microsoft Azure. Microsoft Azure will help us to process data from sensor to make some prediction for supply, harvest, and agricultural need. And second, especially with Microsoft HoloLens. With Microsoft HoloLens, we can easy to see augmented reality object that display the condition of the plant. That farmer is easily to understand what the plant need, just like that. Okay. Who is our consumer? Our consumer is farmer, scientist, and industrial agriculture. As our background in first, the farmer in Indonesia have a middle range education, and second is scientist. In biological or agricultural education, many scientists have research about the plant, and that is have some device to monitoring that. Okay, and last is industrial agriculture. Just when you have industrial agriculture, you might have the tool. Yeah, that you can easy to monitoring your garden easily, just like that. Okay, let's see. Okay, department. First is coordinator or chapter. See, this is our chapter, this laptop. The chapter is receive the data from the sensor and forward it at the database. So now we receive LAN cable. Okay. Second is node. In this node is the device that connected with the port. In port. Yes. Now, from the node and sensor will send the data to coordinator. And last is the apps. In this apps, we can easy to see how the condition plan is. In this, I use pH, AC, sunlight, and temperature. Because I'm not use hydroponic method, the pH sensor is not installed. Just soil moisture, sunlight, and temperature. Okay, I think enough for our presentation. Thank you.
Thank you for your presentation. Did you have any questions? Or maybe you wanted to show the device again? Arda, can you put again the not the slide, the
remote?
The phone.
What? Huh?
Sorry?
Can you show again the phone so we can see the device through your camera?
Oh.
Please move it slowly so it's not. Move the phone slowly. Okay, judges, if you have any questions.
Question? Can you guys hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. So from what I understand, it looks like what you're doing is actually measuring the environment around the plant. So not actually measuring the health of the plant itself. How do you correlate between the environment data and how healthy the plant is? Because yeah, I can get the data that the soil has like 80% moistness, but then how do I know or how do farmers know that it correlates to the plant is not healthy or not? Because I guess that's the goal of your app, right? To know the health of the plant so the farmer can react better to grow their crops.
Okay. For answer that question, because before I create this technology, this is my research, especially my final task at master degree. I have studied that plant or of the plant method is first using EC. EC is electroconductivity that can sense by soil moisture. Yes, this. in soil moisture sensor, we have a lot of data. Some of the data is electroconductivity. And second, I use the temperature. The temperature is the one of indicator that plant can grow optimal. And third, I'm using the LDR, light dependent resistor, because every plant must need sunlight. For the LDR, I have some equation to make how much the plant need to grow optimize.
Okay, so I guess that's where your equation comes in. From all those raw data, you can derive how healthy the plant is.
Yes, because I have a reference from Balai Penelitian Lingkungan dan Tanaman from Dinas Pertanian. I have the book.
How scalable is this system? Because if every single pot of plant need its own monitoring, then that's probably going to not be cost effective. Because for a standard farm or a hydroponic or a greenhouse, it will need like 100 sensors. Or so, but how do you use it, or how do you design it so that it can be scalable?
Okay. For answer that question, before this, I have implement this on Kebun Sayur Surabaya. That's of one industrial hydroponic. I have a video. Just a minute. I will show it. And also one of my device is by install it in this garden.
Okay, so for a farm that size, how many device that you need? Just to get a sense of scale of how the system works.
Okay, in my system, one of my system is can make a one garden just like this. Now this is just one device for block. For one block we use one device. Just like that. Okay, just one block. One block have a one device that can make some efficiency in device.
Okay.
any other question? No? Okay, thank you, Arda. Thank you for the presentation. We will contact you for the result of this semi-final. Thank you.
Okay.